Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of UX Pathways. And I have the honor of being joined today by Mr. Craig Kissler. Craig, how are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Really good. It's great to have you on the podcast. And I know we've been trading emails and excited to have you here. And just curious if you can tell everybody what your current role is.
Sure. Currently, my role is Director of Personalization and Experimentation at Signet Jewelers. So not really a title that you hear too much for user experience. But basically, what I'm responsible for is running A/B tests and on-site personalization, trying to help visitors find product easier and then ultimately convert, which helps the business. So it does kind of dovetail into my definition of user experience, where you're trying to match what you're doing with, make it easier for the visitor to find what they're doing, and then I'll obviously provide the business some value. And then the two things just kind of, in my mind, dovetail nicely together.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think there's a lot around this really specific niche of, I guess, what we would call user experience. Interested in, how did you get into this whole industry?
By dumb luck. I mean, honestly, I was in college for graphic design. So I wanted to design album covers, you know, back in the day when those were actually a thing. And I was in art school, and a small little web shop came in and did some sort of presentation. And on a whim, I just called them up and said, "Hey, would you review my portfolio?" That's it. Like, literally asked for a portfolio review. They said, "Sure, come down to the office." I went in the office, and then half hour later, they're like, "We don't have a designer. Do you want a job?" And they hired me into web design, like in the late 90s. I think I was like, what, 97, 98? I'm like, sure. Didn't know anything about web. They taught me how to code HTML by hand. I mean, this was, you remember back in the day before CSS. Building everything in tables. So I did that, bounced around to a couple web jobs, saw a consulting company, had a job, and they said, "Do you know how to do wireframes?" And I lied and said, "Of course I do." And I came home and tried to figure out how to do wireframes in Photoshop and got the job doing that. And Doug Hopkins is a guy that kind of put me on this path, like, explained what UX was. You know, back then it was sitemaps and wireframes. He left the consulting company, went to Progressive Insurance, recruited me to go to Progressive Insurance. They had the usability labs. You know, that's where I really dove into UX. Started doing all that stuff, you know, the wireframes, learning about, you know, like why we're doing something as opposed to just, I think this button goes here. Running the usability tests, actually getting feedback, you know, changed my whole perspective. And then I bounced around to a few places and landed at Signet about 10 years ago as the first UX person, first and only UX person. Signet had grown quite a bit. They brought in some folks, but UX still wasn't growing. They kept looking for new tools. They brought in this new A/B testing tool, and I didn't like how it was being run. So I kind of took that over just on a whim to do something. And it hit me. It's like, oh my gosh, we can be so successful in conversion rate optimization if we can just make the experience better, which is a no-brainer for anybody in UX. But from my business standpoint, they didn't necessarily understand that, right? UX to them was all this warm, fuzzy hugs and, you know, oh yeah, I get it, but let's make money. Now I found a way to pair up. Okay, if we run an experiment based off of usability test against the default that's bad, we're increasing conversion rates, we're increasing revenue. It's a huge win. So I was able to tie dollars to experience. And then basically we went from there and took that over. So now I run that team, and there's a completely separate experience design department that I don't do XD on a day-to-day basis, like in that world, right? I do it from an experimentation standpoint.
There's so much to unpack there. I think I recall the coding and the early days, and I do remember all that. And I think it's interesting how you've moved along with technology, is along with your career as well. And I think there's a lot there. I think the other thing that you brought up, that a lot of in this space of user experience, the tying in the business goals. I think everyone thinks, oh, this is art school, but actually you're there to help the business make a profit. Mm-hmm. And that is another interesting aspect. And then you said something too about understanding the why. And I think there's a lot behind that as well, that when you get into this space, so many good things in there, Craig. But the thing that keeps coming up is now there's a lot of people that are thinking, oh, I should flip over into this career. I want to get into this career. Why do you think that's happening?
I mean, just look at the last 2-3 years where everything was online. Like I'm at home. I haven't been in the office I don't go in the office. We're able to work from home now. So I haven't been in on a weekly basis in 3 years. If it wasn't for COVID, I don't know that would have happened. So I guess, you know, the bright side of things, that's one thing. But with that, just the explosion of online shopping and it's just second nature anymore. Like we recently got back from vacation and we were in an Airbnb and it was awful. I've never left an Airbnb. We left this Airbnb. But while we were trying to figure out what was going on there, the first thing we did is like, well, we need water. We need some things. It wasn't a store around. So we're hopping on Instacart. Like I wouldn't do that here because I can easily go to the store. But my immediate thought was, oh, I can just have somebody deliver it to me. So part of it is it's just so instantaneous. Like everything is now connected and I can literally have water delivered to me as my Uber's coming, as I'm finding a new Airbnb, like it all on my phone on the beach. Like it was just like, everything's there. And I think a lot of people are seeing that, hey, this is kind of a growing space. And hopefully they have enough foresight to see that it's evolving, it's changing. Like whatever you go into today, you don't have to be that tomorrow. I mean, look at me, I was going to design album covers. I wouldn't have a job right now. You know, so you just got to go into it and kind of open your eyes and be like, okay, well, what can I do? And I think, you know, the internet, everything's growing there. It's just, everything's going in that direction.
Yeah, I think you're so right. It's the same way you described your career of moving and shifting as technology evolved. I remember when mobile phones came out and okay, now I have to take this website and somehow put it onto a phone. And now we're even into moving into the metaverse and going into that next wall, I guess. And that leads me to my next question, which is, so everyone's getting into this. What advice do you have? Where do you think this is going to go? Is there any future predictions, any advice for anybody that's thinking of getting into this field?
I mean, what I would say is find a way to tie whatever you're doing to some sort of business value, because then it makes you almost indispensable. What I'm seeing now, and not just with Signet, just in talking with other people and other areas, it seems like user experience in XD is now very, it's being treated as this precious thing. And it's like, oh, we have to follow this process and we have to do this thing, and we have to do these steps and we have to take 6 months and we have to do all this stuff. And you're going to succeed in user experience if you can get outside of that world a bit and say, okay, look, I know I want to go here, but I need to be flexible and give the business something that they're asking for something now. What can I give them now that aligns with my long-term plan, but I'm going to take incremental steps to get there. Too often what I'm seeing is it's like, no, you wait, business, don't make any money. We're going to do all this research. We're going to come back with a strategy and then we're going to implement the strategy. And then, 6 months later, you can start making money again. You're not going to have a job very long. So focus on the business, making sure that the business is happy, ultimately trying to get those little wins along the way and be flexible, be open to new things. I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at now if I just didn't try something new, take a new risk. You mentioned the metaverse. That's way over my head. I'm like, I'm too old for that. So if I wanted to get into that, you could be sure I'm Googling it and reading up on it and doing stuff along those lines and playing around with it. But as it stands now, like I've kind of found a niche, like you said, and I'm kind of diverting from UX, but if you want to stay in UX, just be open to new ideas and new possibilities.
Great words of advice. And Craig, I mean, everything you talked about, your journey, the way you started, where you've landed, it's definitely been something very inspirational for anyone that's thinking about getting into the space and even learning if you are a seasoned professional. I think there's some really good nuggets of information you had in there for everyone to think about. So appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you for sharing your story. And if anyone wants to find out information about Craig Kissler, any place they should go?
LinkedIn is probably the best, or, you know, you can shoot me an email.
Right.
Either way, either one of those things work.
Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast. Most success to you.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.